Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, Noah, Keith, hang on. You'll be first up. Rob, come on, hit me.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
No, I actually meant hit me.
Oh.
Boom. Start of the 10-game homestand at Comerica. Oh, no. What a shrinker. Indians and Tigers postponed due to inclement weather. They could have played sunny out there now. I even have the sunglasses in here. Sanchez will now start tomorrow's game. No makeup date for tonight yet announced. College baseball in Ann Arbor. Eastern Michigan at Michigan. Wilpon Complex postponed due to inclement weather. They'll try again tomorrow. In East Lansing, Notre Dame and the Spartans postponed due to inclement weather. No, may not even be rescheduled. Wings open the Cup playoffs Friday in Boston. Pistons end their season tomorrow at Oklahoma City. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA Tuesday just about to get underway. 20 minutes from now, it's the Knicks and the Nets. Knicks not going anywhere. Brooklyn did a great job to get into the postseason. Jason Kidd might be coach of the year for that bit of business. Denver and the Clippers go at 10:30. All other season finales tomorrow night. Other baseball, American League, Rays, Orioles, and Baltimore postponed in inclement weather. Three other games will start after 8 o'clock. National League, they finally finished the game from last night, the 10 home run game between the Pirates and the Reds. Finally got it done. There was suspended because of rain last night. 10 homers in the game. No more homers were hit. In fact, it was just a dink single that won the game for Pittsburgh, 8-7. The second game, the actual game that was supposed to be played tonight, has just started. No score in the first. Braves, Phillies, and Philadelphia postponed in inclement weather. Marlins over the Nationals right now, bottom of first. No problem in Miami. 3-0. Giancarlo Stanton. Three-run ding. Third homer of the season. Cardinals, Brewers about to get going. A couple later will start after 9:30. Interleague baseball, Cubs and Yankees postponed in inclement weather. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. Besides the Wings and the Bruins on Friday, three NHL playoff series will begin tomorrow. Montreal at Tampa, Columbus at Pittsburgh, and Dallas at Anaheim. And the PGA Tour Heritage begins Thursday in Hilton Head, South Carolina. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Nick Stauskas, he gone. And so is Glenn Robinson III, along with Jordan Morgan graduating and John Horford transferring. That's four big studs off that Michigan basketball team that did a great job last couple of years going far in the tournament and not winning it all, but at least getting farther than they've been in a long time, at least since the Fab Five were around.
Mark, I just think when I see these Facebook posts and Twitter, a lot of fans are just jealous of these kids that they're going and leaving school early to make millions of dollars, and I don't understand why people knock them. I don't get it.
Noah, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMille. What's up, Noah?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Noah.
Good. I enjoyed your segment on boxing last night about boxing and you know, where it's at these days and the promoters and all that. But do you guys know what you get when you cross Rogaine with Viagra?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Don King.
Oh, my. Very nice.
Yeah, I guess so.
All righty.
I had to think about that, but I don't want to.
You know what's funny is, and Rob, you bring up the race card a lot, and a lot of times I don't agree with it, but I think this time it is justified because I think a lot of it has to do with us, mostly African-Americans and the average 50-year-old white guy's jealous. But what bothers me the most is, take example, the Jordan's last name, Spieth or whatever.
Jordan Spieth, yes.
Yeah, okay. He went to the University of Texas for 1 year, bolted, went on the PGA Tour. He's 20 years old.
Thank you.
Nobody says a word.
No, you know what? He is revered. Oh, my God. Look at what this guy's doing at the Masters. He has a chance to win it. Nobody's ripping him. They're not ripping him saying, this kid came out of college. He only went to college for 1 year. That's ridiculous.
Right, he's one and done, just like all these other guys.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, we've said it.
Because Mark and I have talked about, we talked about the tennis players and hockey and baseball.
Michelle Wee, Lexi Thompson.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, but check this. I mean, just like these kids can go into the NBA and benefit and live a great lifestyle. Hopefully they, you know, whatever, they keep it under control. But this kid, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he walked around, played four rounds of golf at Augusta National. He went to his ATM today, and there was an electronic deposit for $800,000.
That's what I said yesterday. Yeah.
Right.
That's not what idiot.
Well, but Noah, the problem is that nobody's paying attention to the University of Texas golf team. if there was more attention paid to the University of Texas golf team, because that hurt Texas's golf team, but nobody cares,
but
in Austin.
But nowhere, the only two things that people have a problem with is basketball and football.
It's the
sport. And that's the issue that I have, because nowhere else would we hold back. If there was somebody who was smart enough to become a doctor at 16, would they hold them back and say,
well, we have those people.
You can't be a doctor. You're only 16. No, if you're a genius, yes, you can be a doctor.
My grandfather graduated medical school at 20.
20 years old.
20 years old.
Yeah, it just kind of bothers me how sometimes, there's different profiles, and it just gets kind of twisted. But you guys, man, I'm glad you're back on the air, and the show's really good, and thanks a lot.
Noah, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing great.
Man, I can't believe it. I was calling in and say, Rob, you're way off base, and then the first caller kind of agrees with you. But
that's okay. Let me hear your point of view. I mean,
I just think anybody who's a fan of any of these players, I mean, we're fans. Of course, we want them to come back only because they make the team better. But at the same time, when they go pro, I mean, a lot of these freshmen and sophomores turning pro, to me, and I think you agree with this, the NBA is so watered down of all these guys that have talent, but they're not finished products. They're not polished players. I mean, even when you look at some of these guys that are turning pro, like Randall from Kentucky. I mean, he's still raw.
But Keith, where's the onus? Is it on Randall or is it on the GM who drafts him?
No, it's on the rules too. I'm just saying.
Don't draft him.
I'm about the same age as you guys. So when we look at the NBA drafts in the 80s and the 90s. All these guys who were drafted, not all of them, but a lot of these guys drafted in the top 10, they were polished players that went
Michael Jordan wasn't.
Immediately.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys who didn't finish
college.
What do
you mean by, hey, Keith, wait a second, hold on a second. When you say polished, do you really think that more time spent at their college institution
is going to make them better?
More polished necessarily? Or is it just more time spent against guys that they're obviously better than? Because that's what it becomes.
Guys, it's just like the sport, whether it's basketball, football, a lot of them don't have NBA bodies yet. I mean, a lot of them are too small. Like Stauskas is not going to go in and just be great, right? I mean, he's still skinny. I mean, he's going to put on some weight.
He put on. He looks pretty good right now. I mean, he looked a lot more bulked up as a sophomore than a freshman. And let me here, Keith, stay with this topic for a second with me, okay? The guys, when they make their decisions, and part of the thing that Tom Izzo will do at State or John Beilein at Michigan, they'll say, look, can you get progressively better than you are now? Will you be bigger than you are now? Will your shot be better than it is if you stay with me or if you go and play for the Golden State Warriors? That's the question they have to ask themselves, and most of these coaches will tell. And I'll tell you this right now. To both Mitch McGarry and to Brandon Dawson, their respective coaches are saying, Brandon, you busted out a little, but I think I can help you get better next year, and you'll be a bona fide first-round pick. Hey, Mitch McGarry, you played 8 games, and now you're kind of damaged goods. You will benefit by staying here rather than letting the Golden State Warriors, I'm just using them as an example, have you sit on their bench for the next 3 seasons.
Exactly. Well, that's my point. All I'm saying is these drafts now, I mean, you look back at the last 10 years of these drafts. I remember the Duke, Kyrie Irving, was the number one pick in the draft, and he only played like 15 games. I mean, it's just showing you how watered down these drafts are.
And look what a stud he is in the NBA.
But Kyrie Irving had no business going back to college. He was perfect for the NBA.
No. What I'm saying is, it didn't used to be that way. The number one pick was this superstar that played at least a couple years.
I know, but Keith, what's the difference?
Because the NBA...
No. I'm saying, what is the difference between now and the old days? They used to have 15 rounds of draft in the old days.
Right. They used to draft.
I'm not even talking that far. Like I said, the last 10, 20 years...
I wasn't that far.
All I'm saying is, don't you guys agree the leagues, the college game, and the NBA is watered down because...
I don't know what you mean by watered down.
Well, look at the NCAA tournament this year. It used to be when you had... The number one seed was this team that there were no King Kongs in the tournament this year, and there was no great.
No, those guys are in the NBA now. That's why. I know what you're saying. They're in the NBA.
Yeah, they're leaving too early. I mean, it's just like the NBA is watered down, and so is college to me because of the way the rules are. These guys are leaving. That Kentucky deal with Calipari and, the one and done, that, to me that's ruining both leagues.
How is that ruining the league if those guys – if those guys are ready to go, Keith, this is the part that you have to come to grips with, is the guys who evaluate talent for the NBA are the ones drafting these guys. There are other guys who come out who don't get drafted. You know why? Because they're not good enough.
I know what you're saying. You're missing my point. But what I'm saying is when you say being ready, I'm talking about being ready to go in the league and play immediately, not come in and 1, 2, 3 years.
But everybody doesn't do that anyway. There's only a handful of guys. You know how many jobs there are in the NBA every year? How many new jobs?
Yeah, but Rob, what I'm saying is if you take a look back in the 80s, 90s, even the early, not 2000s, but you look at the top 10 picks of players and look at the quality of guys who were drafted. There were some drafts, there were guys taken in the 20s. I mean, you look at Ginobili, some of these guys that were overseas. But if you look at the draft and you look at the last 10 years, it's just not the same. It's not the same quality.
I don't know, Keith.
Guys,
I disagree with you. And I'll tell you, I used this example last night. In the 1985 draft where Joe D was drafted, we were talking about Dumars, of course.
Right.
In that draft, 1985, that's 30 years ago. I mean, I'm assuming 30 years ago is far enough back for
right.
you. Is that correct?
Yep.
How many guys are in, and everybody makes the Hall of Fame. We all know that, right? There are women in the Hall of Fame, correct?
Okay.
Well, I'm not being funny with women, but there are women in their Hall of Fame.
Right.
So everybody gets in who's any good. How many players that were drafted in 85 are in the Naismith Basketball Memorial Hall of Fame? 85.
I don't know, but that's still, okay, go ahead. I'm not still.
There are four. There are four. I'll guarantee you 30 years from now, you look at the 2014 draft, and there'll be four people at least in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Same number.
But see, I'm not saying you can't be Hall of Famers nowadays in a draft. I'm saying how many guys came in and were playing immediately. Because, I mean, you look at, like, I was thinking of that 7-footer guy from Connecticut, that Tadeep. I remember he was the number 2 pick, and I wonder what happened to him, like, 3 or 4 years ago. He was in the D League after his rookie year.
Yeah, but the landscape goes way back to guys who never made it in the
exactly.
NBA.
Exactly.
Or number one top draft.
That happens all the time.
But not one year later.
What are you talking?
I've never seen a guy get taken in the
Sam Bowie?
Look at Michael Beasley. He was the number 2 pick, and they just traded him away.
Yeah, but he had weed issues. He couldn't stay off the weed.
Right, but I'm just thinking of guys off the top of my head. I can't just give you – I'm just saying – it's not the same.
Okay, can I give you? Let me just give you real quick, Keith, and then we'll let you move on. Okay, because I, okay, I just got a text from Bill Doyle, our former radio.
Bill Doyle listening.
He's over there listening.
Parker, and
he makes the greatest point. Let me give you some people who left the courtesy of Bill Doyle. People who left school early. Ready for it? Bill Gates left school early. Mark Zuckerberg left school early. Steve Jobs left school early. Rush Limbaugh left school early. The list goes on and on and on. The only people come down on are basketball and football players. It makes no sense. I'll tell you right now.
Wait a minute.
If I was a junior at Southern Connecticut State University or a sophomore, and the New York Times said, Rob, come write for the paper back then. We know you don't have your degree. Do you know I would have left school in 2 seconds? Mark, tell me you wouldn't have been on television at 16 or 17.
Well, I was in college.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, Rob, I'm not saying I don't blame the kids for getting the money. Yeah, go get your money. What I'm saying is it's hurting both games, the NBA
I don't see it.
And the college game.
If you think so, Keith, okay.
Okay, thanks,
no,
buddy.
I hear you, Keith. Keith thinks,
okay, guys.
No, that's – I
but,
get what
but,
he,
but, but
he
it,
thinks the game isn't as good because of this reason. And I don't think that's the reason why the game is not good.
Right. No. It's a combination, Mark, of that's what college fans want to hold on to.
You want my opinion why the NBA, why you don't enjoy the NBA right now? I think the influx of the European player, more than the early college kid.
Mark, what I always tell you about what you call it?
They've been
NHL,
wrong on these early European guys.
And the NHL, right? I mean, I told you that
was a thing. Ricky Rubio was going to set the world on fire. He might be the greatest thing since Maravich. Ricky Rubio is highly mediocre.
What is this?
He is not helping Kevin Love.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're checking backpacks in Boston. The marathon is next Monday. This today is the anniversary of last year, the one-year anniversary of the marathon.
How can somebody leave a backpack like that unattended?
Rob, there's some weird people who I think they're doing it on purpose.
No, I know, to just get people worked
up. The dander up there, whatever you want to. All right, look, coming up, more on this. Stauskas and Robinson leave. Keith says I'll use his words. It's hurting the NBA and it's hurting the college game.
Mark,
I don't see it.
Mark, let me ask you about this.
I thought this was a great tournament.
Was there any doubt that Shannon Brown was going to go to the NBA?
Even though
he didn't have a great college career, he was just a good
player. He was a good player.
Good player. He
Marcus
great.
Taylor was better.
But Mark,
Marcus Taylor led the
but,
league in
but
scoring
what,
and
But
assists.
What does Shannon Brown have that we all knew? He had an NBA body, and we all said
ready
he's
to
athletic. He's going
to
go to the league and be able to perform.
And even Tom Izzo said
right?
he can't do any more here.
There's nothing left.
248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker, the man back in the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
So there I was again today. I'm on Orchard Lake Road near 13 Mile, and take a little left on 13 there.
Bumpity bump bump bumpity
dude,
bump bump.
You know, I hate to tell you, but I'm trying to, you know, a little shout out to those that might be fixing that part of the. I'm going to do this every time we do this now, because look, there's a place out there that's trying to help you. And if you're one of the many that have fallen victim to the craters that we have going that get worse all the time, especially after another snowfall, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
Hey, Mark, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound. A lot of times, you know what? The same day.
Big Mike and his great staff, Expert Car Care, they service everything, whether it's wipers or a tire replacement or something as major as an engine or a transmission. And be sure to mention these two unbelievably good-looking cats sitting there you're watching right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
Would that be Nick and Ryan? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, John Davis.
Or John
Ryan,
Davis.
Or Andrea, maybe, too.
And Gary. All right,
something
you mean
like
Parker and the Man.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know
yeah,
what,
yeah,
Mark?
Yeah, yeah.
If you mention us, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free wheel alignment, front wheel alignment, if needed.
That is $100 plus in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. So look, Expert Car Care has locations, two of them, great ones, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert, that's Xpert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Yeah, I was going to say this is not sports wrap time yet, but that's coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll get you caught up. But I do want to mention to you that they are checking backpacks in the rain in Boston. Boston Marathon, Patriots Day is next Monday. And I know it's hard to believe, but there seems to be some issues with some loose backpacks near the finish line for the Boston Marathon.
Just seems sick. I mean,
the year anniversary.
It's just sick that's what they're looking at again. Unbelievable.
Well, to see these, like, they have the robots. They have the little robotic, you know.
Mr. Roboto.
Domo arigato, Mr.
That's,
Roboto.
That's
domo,
right.
Domo, domo, domo.
Love that song.
So they're out there doing that. They're doing their due diligence. You know, it's going to be the security. It'll be unbelievable. Plenty of people leaving from Metro Detroit to go to Boston this weekend to go run the marathon. I mean, we have a lot of people. Michigan, I saw this once, that outside of the East Coast, in the New England area, we send more people to run the Boston Marathon than any other state in the country. And that has happened numerous times. So, I mean, outside of that little arm of the New England, New York, you know, Connecticut, Massachusetts area, we send more people to Boston for the marathon. And, you know, people love it. We have great runners in this state. Doug Curtis, a champion. We've had plenty of people. Was Greg Meyer from Grand Rapids who actually won the Boston Marathon. So we've had winners of the Boston Marathon come from Michigan. So they'll all be there. And I can't even imagine how tight security will be.
Even a lot of the Ethiopians who win, they come through Michigan, too. You know, they fly into Detroit and then go up to Boston.
I thought they just ran here all the way.
Did they run? It's unbelievable.
They never stop running. Those guys are so good at that. All right, 8 o'clock hour. Again, more Stauskas and Robbins. Then we're going to move over to some other stuff, too.
Margo,
by the way, it's funny. Tonight on our Lighter Side of Golf with Bob Krause, bobkrausegolf.com. He actually talks about Jordan Spieth leaving Texas early to play, you know, professional golf. So it's very timely tonight from Bob Krause.
Plus, we're
coming
up
at the 8 o'clock.
We're going to talk about baseball today. Is the anniversary, right, of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier? It's supposed to be the Jackie Robinson game all over baseball. What a shame, because so many games got canceled, you know, because of the bad weather. This is where all the players wear number 42. I don't know if they're going to do it the next day. All right, so they're not going to lose it. That's good.
So they'll do it tomorrow at Comerica. Despite the fact there's no game tonight.
Because that's when Jackie Robinson broke in, was the 15th of April.
And then 1947, so this will be the 67th anniversary? Am I right? Do I have my math correct? 67 years?
Is that what it is? Yeah, 67.
67 years.
And then speaking of that, Mark, you know what? Not since 1958 has there been so small of a number of black players in Major League Baseball. And I think the number is 67 players. Can you believe that? 67 African-Americans.
On the 67th anniversary, huh?
Of 800. You would have told Jackie
Robinson. Right now, 67 black players in baseball?
Yep. If you would have told Jackie Robinson that in 2014 it'd only be 67 black players, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, look at the record books and look at all the great black baseball players. It's disappointing, but there's a reason why, and we'll have this debate about why it is.
All right, coming up. So a lot to do, and don't forget we got some trashing to do, too, yet tonight.
That's okay? Right, because it's a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
And you can start throwing it up there at ParkerTheMan.com on Twitter and just hashtag it with TT, TT. Sports Wrap is next. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.